Well, an allegation is just that, an allegation. So the arraignment was last night. The DA's office will be handling this, and we'll see what happens with the case itself. But one of the things I've been talking about in cases that may not be a conviction, but also that has been substantiated by, say, the Special Commissioner of Investigation, I want to move those decisions out of the hands of arbitrators and give it to me. As I review records in those cases where I see some clear indication of improper touching, some type of sexual contact, but it may not have been something that a person was convicted on, I want to be the final decision maker. I'm the one that sat down with these parents. I'm the one sitting down with parents on a regular basis, addressing their questions as it should be, and I should be the one making that final decision. So I went up to Albany last week to really put the pressure on them to say, please put legislation in that gives me that power. We've had staff up there this week talking to individuals as well. So that gives, I guess, a greater accountability to me and the system as far as dealing with these individuals as well. Say, I can't hear you. Say.
How did the allegations come to light?
Well, the DA will have to address that, because part of the process is that they need to deal with the case itself, the DA's office, and so it goes to the law enforcement. And law enforcement then, with this particular case, did their investigation. Once they felt there was going to be arrest imminent, they contacted us. That took place Wednesday late afternoon, Wednesday evening. Once we heard about that, then we reached out to the school. I came up and met with the principal yesterday morning around 8 o'clock. The DA's office wanted to come in to sit down with the staff. We backpacked letters home yesterday afternoon for the meeting today, and I just finished the meeting with the parents. So each case is a little bit different. Some allegations are made by the student and then to the staff person. A staff person will report it to the authorities. Principal, maybe I hear about it, but in this particular case, it was straight to the DA's office, and then the DA did their due diligence and their investigation and then contacted us.
But the chances would this case here would not be affected by the proposed legislation that the mayor
It depends.
Proposing?
No, don't say that. It depends, because, again, this case has to go to court, and so he may be found innocent in, say, an issue that involves a conviction, but there may be something there that would still fall within the purview of what I'm talking about.
He does not have tenure.
It's a complicated case. He may have tenure in another license area, but he doesn't have tenure as a common branch teacher. So we're getting to the bottom of that. So he may actually have tenure. And so we're double checking on that. So, but again, if he does have tenure and he's, say, found innocent of the most severe charges, but there are other charges that fall within the purview of a state a special commissioner would investigate and is substantiated, yes, it would fall within that purview. So it does apply in that regard.
If that law were passed today, how many teachers would you be able to get rid of that you'd like to?
I can't project a number. I mean, that's a question. Of current cases, I think we talked about maybe the ones I reviewed, probably eight or so that I would go back and take a look at to have that power. Again, with the law may be moving forward and not retrospective. So, again, we're dealing with conjecture as far as the law being passed. But the law should be passed no matter what.
As the Chancellor, a lot of parents are asking the simple question, why? Why this rash of allegations? Why is this all happening now?
Well, I don't know if it's a rash. We've had a slight uptick this year. But, again, with more publicity, more people come forward. And quite frankly, if people are concerned or people have a question, we want them to come forward. I mean, in my prior life, I worked at an agency that dealt with cases involving sex abuse and abuse overall. And one of the things that we want to be very clear about is that we want people to come forward with those types of cases. And so whether there's a rash going on or it's getting more publicity, we've been very upfront about it. As you know, unfortunately, with all these cases that are taking place, I've come to each of the schools and sat down and met with the parents. So that brings more publicity as well. So we want to make sure that people are reporting these cases. The thing is that we need to make sure we're able to respond to it, and part of that response is making sure in cases that may not result in convictions that I have the ability as chancellor and future chancellors have the ability to remove that individual if a case is substantiated by the special commissioner investigation. I'm not involved in that. That's a law enforcement. I mean, there's a line, and we're very clear that line. We work very closely with the authorities and making sure we cooperate, but it's not my role. I don't even know who the child is. I don't know who the parent or the parents are, and I should not know that.
It's been about 6 months, you're saying, in December is when this started.
This particular case.
Yes, a very trusted teacher. I mean, some of the allegations are pretty strong. Emails that he had that they could send him. How could something like this go on for so long without it being noticed by the teacher?
Well, again, you have to really talk to the DA's office about the facts. But the reality is, something could be done on email where teachers wouldn't know about this. I mean, the teachers bear no responsibility in this at all. The school doesn't really bear any responsibility as far as the safety, because this is a very safe school. And so an abuser can be very manipulative. An abuser can be a person who is able to really convince an individual not to tell. And that's the power of an abuser. Abuse has taken place in society for years and years and years. I know many adults who have been abused as children who still keep it to themselves. And so an abuser is very, very good, unfortunately, of controlling that individual that they're abusing. And so, again, this is no blame to the teachers in this school, the principal in this school. Abuser can really manipulate a person's mind to not report something, but the victim shouldn't be blamed as well, because the victim is just that, a victim. The person who should be blamed is the person who these allegations are made against.
A couple more questions.
Well, you know, from prior cases, we put new systems in place as far as our internal protocols, and we put a system in place in notifying principals if there was a prior substantiated case that may not involve an abuse, but still prior substantiated cases. So we've tightened up that at DOE, and we have counselors available here. We always have counseling, and we're always doing different types of training in our professional development. So anything new, nothing new, but at the same time, we're very clear, and we have units that work with our schools through our networks to provide those supports. Hold off on topic. I'll go off topic in a second.
Mr. Chancellor,
your legislation.
I'll come to you.
Your legislation, just to clarify, based on substantiation but not necessarily conviction, you will be able to fire or just classroom
no.
discipline.
The legislation on substantiated cases is to remove and fire that individual. So fire that individual.
And those kids.
No, again, if the person is convicted, this is where the UFT, and we do agree. I mean, it's part of the contract, and that's why the UFT has been, I think, very manipulative in their words. Yes, if a person is convicted, then that person is no longer in the system. We're not talking about convicted cases with the legislation. We're talking about cases that have been investigated by the Special Commissioner of Investigation, Dick Condon's office. The case has been substantiated. As a result of that substantiation, then it goes to an arbitrator. An arbitrator who is selected both by DOE and the UFT may make a decision that, oh, it's not improper touching, the child was confused, or some other factor. So therefore, we're only going to fine the individual. We're going to take days away and not remove and fire that individual. What I'm saying, in those type of cases where there's been improper touching, some type of contact that's improper from a sexual nature, where it's been substantiated by the Special Commissioner of Investigation, that authority should rest with me as chancellor or future chancellors.